Farmers and the Recession. Welcome and hello everyone with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Some analysts believe the recession may finally be taking its toll on farmers and the farm economy. USDA's Gary Crawford has our report.
How much effect is this recession having on farmers and their fortunes? I asked Agriculture Department economist Joe Glomper that question back in November, and back then he said,
generally fairly small.
A small effect, but now
this recession looks longer and deeper than ones we've had over the last 15 years or so.
Secondly, job losses and layoffs are increasing, causing problems for many farm families who rely on that off-farm job. Third, domestic demand for beef and cotton and some other products is beginning to tail off, and export prospects are also faltering.
For example, the IMF is showing a drop in world trade. That's the first drop in world trade since 1982. I mean, it's just a phenomenal number.
The economy is also lowering demand for ethanol. That's causing some plants to fold up and no longer buy corn from farmers, causing problems for them. Now, as we know, the housing market and falling real estate values helped to trigger this current recession. But at least up to a few months ago, farm real estate seemed to be immune. In fact,
over the last 5 or 6 years, the sector has added $1 trillion in terms of real estate. I mean, the value of farm real estate is increased by $1 trillion.
But now the recession may have caught up with farm real estate values as well.
Anecdotal evidence says that land values have started to level off considerably, and the number of sales has also fallen.
And so the recession is becoming more of a concern for farmers than it was. In Washington, Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Feeling the recession on the farm. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.